Taxes are on the minds of many this week, while last week they were discussed during hearings and press conferences on Capitol Hill. During a House Ways and Means Committee hearing on tax issues, American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman testified that longstanding tax provisions should be made permanent, including Section 179, Small Business Expensing, which allows farmers and ranchers to expense certain purchases of assets.
Farm Bureau supports maintaining that with a cap of $500,000 per year. In other words, you could buy up to $500,000 worth of asset and be able to expense that amount in the first year, which would certainly help you bear the brunt of getting those assets to use in your business. The tax benefit that is achieved by being able to expense these items allows producers an economic benefit that encourages them to purchase the equipment and keep their assets up to date so they can have a more productive farming operation. The one thing we don't want are tax provisions or taxation that inhibits business activity.
That $500,000 tax break expired at the end of last year, along with many other tax provisions. But House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp of Michigan has said he is open to making some of them permanent. During an Americans for Tax Reform press conference, Camp indicated he thought the expensing provision should be among those to be made permanent.
We're the only country in the world that has big pieces of its tax policy that expires. We now call those extenders. We literally let them expire for a year, then we retroactively put them in place, and then they go forward a year. And one of the things the committee is looking at is how we can take the so-called extender package, which is a number of really some items in there are very good, whether it's the expensing issue or whether it's a research and development tax credit. And one of our neighbors, Canada, has a permanent research and development tax credit. So we obviously are competing with the tax policies that we see around the world. So we're looking at these. We've had our first hearing on them. We're doing those in a methodical way. And I look forward to continuing to work on those and actually have markups in committee to see which of these policies we can make permanent so we get off this, is this the law or is this not the law, which is really that uncertainty for people who are trying to plan on whether to build a plant or hire more people or even buy that piece of equipment.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.